Well, first of all, let me thank the commissioners and the county for doing their utmost job. They really did everything in their power to handle our case in a similar manner to handling any other case. So they did not discriminate against us, and they did their job as they supposed to do. At this time, we're not sure about whether the commissioners are going to re-advertise and re-approve the site permit again on their own. ICM at this time believes that if we are going to ask the commissioners to re-approve the permit, this is basically is saying that we agree with the ruling and we feel that we are not discriminated against, which we don't believe is true. The commissioners did their job appropriately, and we don't believe that our case has been handled appropriately throughout the hearings. The chancellor nor the lawyers have asked to hear from ICM at all. So they heard from one side, which is coming from few people supported by outsiders who are opposing the Islamic Center. So we believe it's a great injustice has done against us, and we are not ready to admit that we did anything wrong, and as simple as that. So what we are going to do now is, if the appeal process is going to take very long, is to consider, consulting with our legal counsel and see what else we can do to expedite this. I don't think we are going to ask the commissioners at this time to reconsider the permit again, because this is against our principle, and it's not a matter of formality that this case needs to be reconsidered, but it's a matter of principle. You know, our constitutional rights are now in jeopardy if we, if we go back and ask for the permit to be approved again. If we admit that, then, you know, we don't know what will happen next. We don't know if our freedom of speech would be taken away, and we have to ask for it again. There are things that are fundamentals here that we really need to pay attention to. And it's not only the rights of the small minority of the Muslims in this community, but the rights of everybody in this community. If our rights are taken away from us, then the rights are going to be taken away from the rest of the community. Everybody needs to understand that. And I think this is very clear. It's a matter of principle. The United States is founded on the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, justice, liberty for everybody, not for, you know, a small group that, you know, wishes to rule the country according to their own agenda.